Today's business report focuses on the growing demand for oil. For the first time ever, oil closed above $60 a barrel yesterday. Crude oil prices have climbed almost two-thirds in the last year, and the price of gasoline continues to rise, up 8 cents in just the past 2 weeks. This is all driven by growing worldwide demand. The good news from oil analyst Phil Flynn is that prices traditionally fall again once we get past the 4th of July.
The bad news is that once we get this correction, you better enjoy those low prices, because once we get closer to the end of the year, when worldwide demand rises again, we'll probably see oil prices hit at least $70 a barrel.
And even that price tag may not be enough to stop the surging demand for even more oil. Flynn says previous record highs were not enough to choke off the world economy.
The demand bounced back, the soft patch hardened over almost immediately, and oil prices were back on their rampage.
A rampage that has not stopped American drivers.
I think the U.S. oil consumers complain about gas prices the same way they complain about the weather. You know, they like to complain about it, but they don't do anything about it.
Okay, some consumers did something. Sales of big sport utility vehicles have slowed in the last year, and sales of energy-efficient hybrid cars are growing. But Flynn says hybrids still make up only a tiny percentage of the cars on the road.
It's really the mid-size cars where you really see the strength of gasoline demand continue.
And that kind of demand, along with China's growing appetite for resources, may put the world in a dangerous position.
This may be the first time in the history of the world oil markets when the amount of oil that the world consumes can actually be more than the amount the world can produce.
The question is how high prices can get before they really start to damage the world economy or force people to change their behavior. Analyst Phil Flynn suggests that we may have to see gasoline hit $3 per gallon before American consumers start to make large-scale changes.